While we were in Cairo, we walked through the historic medieval section of the city, lined with shops selling fabrics, copper pots, and spices. We came upon what looked like an ancient store. Inside, the dusty shelves were lined with hundreds of jars, green herbs, yellow beans, red lentils, blue incense. Before our trip, Weekend Edition's food essayist Bonnie Wolfe asked us to look for such a place. The friendly shopkeeper let us smell some fragrant eucalyptus, but I was interested in something else.
And how much is that? The saffron? I love buying saffron where it's found and not on the supermarket shelf.
Leanne, you may have been at the same spice market where Cleopatra shopped. She put saffron in her hot bath water to enhance her desirability. It is a multi-purpose spice used through the ages for making perfume, dyeing clothes, and for treating many illnesses, depression, the plague, gas. Today, it's usually kept in the kitchen cabinet, not the medicine cabinet. Just know that whatever you choose to do with these threads of reddish gold, you will pay dearly. Saffron has defied technology and takes actual human labor, a lot of it. The spice comes from the delicate, fall-blooming saffron crocus that grows in countries on the Mediterranean and in India. Spain, Iran, and India are all big producers. The Pennsylvania Dutch, by the way, have been growing saffron for centuries. Each lavender flower has three tiny red-orange filaments that must be removed by hand. It takes about 75,000 flowers for 1 pound of saffron. Hence, its reputation as the world's most expensive spice, as much as thousands of dollars a pound. Saffron threads are dried and packed in acrylic boxes or squat green-tinged glass bottles with corks. Fortunately, the good stuff is packaged in minuscule amounts, and a little goes a long way. You don't need a pound. You can get 2 grams of high-quality certified saffron in a pretty bottle for as little as $12. If this all sounds nutty, try bouillabaisse without it, or paella, or risotto. Saffron has a slightly bitter taste and a strong hay-like smell. Whatever it touches turns to gold, in color at least. And if you can't bear to see it eaten up, throw it in your bath and see what happens.
Weekend Edition's food essayist, Bonnie Wolfe.
I'm just mad about saffron. Saffron's mad about me. I'm just mad about saffron.
This is NPR News.